Welcome to Lawmen, a podcast about local legends and obscure curiosities from days of yore. I'm James Shakeshaft.
And I'm Alistair Beckett King.
And Alistair Beckett King.
Yes, James Shakeshaft.
We've got a real story today. A real story.
A real story?
Yeah. You know what this episode contains? Lots of reviews. In a way, Google reviews are the modern Captain Thicknesses of the now.
Oh, Captain Thickness, you would have loved Google reviews.
Anyway, let's find out what on earth all that has to do with the actual episode.
And what is the episode about?
The River Ribble. Alistair.
James.
I've got a tale for you. Because, of course, it's October, the spookiest month.
Yes.
And I've got a book that is my inspiration for the tales from October. It's called Haunted England by Christina Hole.
I believe the K Hole has appeared on the podcast before. Is that right?
It's the C Hole.
Oh, it's even worse. I'm sorry.
But the thing is, her name, you know, when you get like a mind worm.
Yes.
For example, when I'm watching the football and they say of a tackle, it was well in, I always finish off Garden City. Whenever they say that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Whenever I see the cover of Haunted England by Christina Hole.
Oh, no. Sorry, I've just worked out how you're reading that.
Christ in a hole.
I hadn't worked it out, but I still enjoyed hearing it. Christ in a hole.
Christ in a hole.
He was a good man to have in a hole, Christ. He'd be rolling the stone to a side, no bother. He was handy in a hole.
You put him in a hole, he'd be back out of it in 3 days.
Yeah.
Christ in a hole. But in that book, she talks about the ghost of the River Ribble. River Ribble. His bank is a mess. And it is the ghost of Peg O'Neill. Now, I'd like to give you some River Ribble facts.
Yep.
Straight up River Ribble facts.
And for people who are joining the podcast, this is David Bowie, played by the actor Harry H. Corbett.
As he would have wanted.
It's what both of them would have wanted.
So the River Ribble, it begins as a confluence of three little rivers or streams, Thorn Gill, Gale Beck, and my favourite, Batty Wife Beck.
The original Sugar Babes lineup.
Exactly. And that begins in the shadow of the Yorkshire Three Peaks. Looking this up on Wikipedia, when you search for River Ribble, it does the, not to be confused with bit at the top.
Yeah, disambiguation.
Yes, it helpfully points out it's not to be confused with the River Ribble.
What?
Thanks, Wikipedia. There's another river called the River Ribble.
There's a double ribble.
Double ribble, yeah, which is a foul in basketball. But no, the River Ribble I'm talking about, it's unique because it's not quite unique. It's in a very small amount of rivers in that it starts in North Yorkshire, in the northeast of England.
Yeah.
And it flows to the Irish Sea, which is on the northwest
of
England.
That's impossible. The Pennines are in the way, aren't they?
It manages to wend its way through the Ribble Valley. The River Ribble's Valley.
Delicious chocolate bar. The Ribble Valley. Are you having a caramel Ribble Valley, David?
Yes, I have two fingers of Ribble Valley.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much, Harry S. Corbett.
The River Ribble has had people living by it all the way back to the Bronze Age, and it was known in Roman times as Belisama or Brementona, which is probably in reference to a lake or river goddess. And I got this information, thanks very much, to Icy Sedgwick's Fabulous Folklore.
Oh, she's terrific, isn't she?
She is terrific. So there was originally this river goddess, and the river goddess needed sacrifices.
Aww.
And then that changed over time to be linked to a ghost of a person who also needed sacrifices.
Ooh, I don't think I've ever heard of someone being sacrificed to a ghost before.
Well, you haven't heard of Peg O'Neill?
No, I haven't.
She was a servant at Waddo Hall.
Yeah.
And according to William Henderson, who came up last episode, old Billy Han, author of Notes on the Folklore of the Northern Counties of England and the Borders. He talks about the tale of Peg O'Neill, and that sandwich between Hob Hole Hob and our friend, the Cold Lad of Hilton.
Hey! The Cold Lad! The Cold Lad!
Oh, the Cold Lad's cold.
I'm cold. I'm dead cold.
So Peg O'Neill was a servant at Waddo Hall, and she offended her mistress, who expressed a wish that she might fall and break her neck. The mistress expressed that wish about Peg.
Ooh.
And Peg did.
Oh, right. Is this like a Poirot kind of situation? Do we think that the mistress pushed her? Or was it just one of those curses?
It was one of those curses.
One of those curses.
The other version of the tale from Haunted England by Christ in a Hole. Oh, God, Christ in a Hole. We've got to help him out. That elaborates that the mistress of Peg was a witch and that she sent Peg for water and then threw a spell over her, and Peg slipped on the ice-covered stepping stones and fell into the river Ribble.
Hey, but you got to treat your employees better. Hashtag capitalism. Come on. Unionize the ladies' maids. Let's get a ladies' maid union going. We can't constantly be being cursed and slipping into rivers.
Or falling and breaking one's neck.
And or falling and breaking our necks.
But that's the thing. They didn't have HR in those days. They didn't have a proper redundancy process. So she died in the River Ribble.
Oh, sorry. She died. I shouldn't have. Not the right time for a David Bowie impression.
Not quite there. And her ghost stole chickens, killed cows, and led sheep astray. Presumably into the river rather than just like...
smoking and stuff.
Yeah, selling them cigs individually.
I have seen a lot of sheep with like spray paint on them. So maybe they get into graffiti. They get, you see the way they've been, and some of their ears have tags.
Those sheep have been led astray. The thing was with Peg O'Neill, which makes her quite unique for a ghost, is that she demands a sacrifice in the river every 7 years. And if the locals don't give her something little like a dog or a cat or a chicken, if they don't appease her with that sacrifice on Peg's night, a person will be drowned.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I said that like you just revealed the prize on a game show. Ooh, a human drowning. Like it's a sports car or a motorboat.
There is a Peg O'Neill's well, a well dedicated to Peg O'Neill. It's not saying that she's well, because she's not. She's dead. She's died in one of two
ways.
That's
about as unwell as you can be.
She's the opposite of well, yeah. There's a statue that now doesn't have a head, and that's said to be a statue of her. But that's the thing about a statue without a head. You can kind of say it's anyone, broadly speaking. Anyone in a sort of shapeless robe.
Mm.
Her ghost not only haunts the River Ribble, but it also haunts Waddo Hall. And of course, this being lawmen, I've looked up the reviews of Waddo Hall.
Yeah.
Good? Well, obviously, first thing I did was look at the worst reviews, the one stars.
Why would you read any other reviews?
Exactly. It is now the Centre for Girl Guiding UK.
Wow. The HQ, the epicentre. Patient zero of Girl Guide.
Yes. And the one star reviews, to be honest, they're all people who've clearly got their own axe to grind.
Mm.
So there's one from a local that just complains that it's too noisy.
Is it the sound of girl guides? Is it the sound of frolicking?
I'm guessing it's the girl
badge
guides.
Badge acquisition.
One of the reviews, I think, they got haunted because it says they had a terrible experience. There's spiderwebs everywhere.
That's pretty spooky.
That's pretty spooky. And the final one star review is from Bass Banjo. 4-word review. No one likes guides.
So these are of the girl variety rather than the tour guy variety.
I guess so.
Do you think he's a scout? Just a bitter scout?
Well, I tried to get more of a vibe of Bass Banjo, so I looked at some of their other reviews. They are not a fan of TGI Fridays in Brighton. I got 2 stars.
What day did they go in, though?
It doesn't say.
I think that's a crucial information if you're reviewing a TGI Friday. How much did it feel like Friday? And also, what day was it? So we can measure that.
The only other businesses that raised their ire as much as Waddo Hall was the Starbucks in Blackburn and the Aldi in Clitheroe.
Mm.
They do, however, like Nando's and the National Rail Museum in York.
That is quite a good museum, I have to say.
5 stars?
Yeah, it's a 4 or a 5. You better like trains.
But if you were to give it a 1-star review, would you go in and go, 1 star, no one likes trains?
No one likes trains. Yeah.
And 4 years ago, they gave a 4-star review to Moorcock Inn in Gisburn.
It's
Road.
A funny name, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is a funny name.
We swept right past Clitheroe, which is really only funny written down.
Yes.
And we can't say why it's funny, so just see how it's spelled. It sounds like, if you think about like the game Guitar Hero, that should give you an idea of what it sounds like.
Yes. Similar vibe, I suppose. So, yeah, that's Bass Banjo, who states that no one likes guides. 1-star for Waddo Hall. Oh, wait a minute. I haven't told you about the Mitten Horde. Oh,
no. The Mitten Horde.
The Mitten Horde. There's a lot of historical stuff around that area. The Mitten Horde is some silver coins from the 1420s that were found between the Ribble and the River Hodder.
The River Hodder.
This is where the story gets confusing. It states on the Wikipedia entry for the Mitten Horde that these were found in either 2006 or 2009.
Okay. Was there like a front door number swinging around situation that could cause that confusion?
Potentially. And yeah, it was 11 silver coins from the 1420s. And there's a note that 11 coins are documented, but there are more than 11 on display in the museum. There's at least 25 in the picture I've seen. I also looked up the River Ribble reviews because I thought, hold on, what better way to get to the bottom of things? Because I think we've got to the bottom of the Waddo Hall.
Yep. Too many guides. It has too many guides.
Too many spider webs, too many guides. No one likes
too much
guides.
Water. No one likes reeds.
And it got 1-star from Leo Heaps.
Yep. All right.
His review says, it's a river. Not much more you can say. And yet he only gave it 1-star.
The heart of a poet. We've done about 15 minutes of podcast on it so far. So there are things you can say about it, Leo Heaps.
His review for Eccleston Bridge, 2 stars, it's a bridge.
I don't know if he knows what a review is.
I don't think he does either. He reviews the NatWest in Chorley as 5 stars.
5 stars for a NatWest? How good can it be?
It's got good distancing measures. Who knows what he thinks of Brecht? I imagine the River Ribble has better distancing measures. Yeah. You could get onto the other side
also,
of the river.
I mean, did you go the full length of the river before reviewing it?
I don't think he did.
I don't want to be like the guys who say, oh, unless you've read everything Jordan Peterson ever written, you can't criticise him. But, like, you should at least investigate some of the River Ribble before you start throwing around 1-star reviews.
There's a pattern of this, because for Curdon Valley Park, he gives it 1-star. His review
says...
It's
a park?
No. It says, won't bother due to the heavy rain.
He didn't even go, Leo. He didn't even go.
1-star, won't bother due to the heavy rain. If you do have to go, have a nice day in the rain.
I'm not going to be reading your review on the day that you wrote it. He doesn't understand.
It's not going to be raining every day, Leo Heaps.
I've never known anybody to not understand something as profoundly as he has misunderstood what a review is. This guy reviewing films will be like, don't sit in seat DE because I'm sitting there. It's like, I'm not going to watch it at the same time as you.
The Tesco Extra gets 4 stars. All the review says is the wife likes it. He reviews a lot of petrol stations and they get 5 stars for having petrol.
What?
I don't like this guy.
Why not just, it's a petrol station. What more can you say?
But he is a lot less of a fan of Nando's than Bass Banjo.
Okay.
And he's got a review for T-Bay Services, southbound, which is a legendary services. It's a very good services. His review for T-Bay Services, southbound, 4 stars. Mm-hmm. Always call in on our way to Scotland. Now then, there's a problem there, Leo. You've reviewed the T-Bay Services southbound.
Can you do nothing right, Leo?
I would say if that is accurate, it deserves 5 stars because it's that good that you come off the motorway, go back in the opposite direction to which you were going in order to visit these services, and then have to continue on and turn around again to go on your way to Scotland. You're a bad reviewer.
5 stars. I appreciate the distancing measures.
What more can you say? He has definitely distanced himself from me.
I'll distance myself from you, Leo, actually. Nah.
But there is someone else who would give the River Ribble a very poor review. And that is a young man who was travelling from Waddingdon to Clitheroe on Peg's Night. And he had to cross on the Bungley or Brangley stepping stones.
The Bungley or Brangley stepping stones. Are those two that you had a choice between, or is that two names for the same stepping stones?
One set of stepping stones, right. And there's a someone's done a typo. I don't know whether it was Christ in a Hole or William Henderson. Someone did a typo. Either way, he was adamant that he was going to take his horse and cross there because he had to get to Clitheroe.
Doing stepping stones on a horse doesn't sound easy.
Well, the river was swollen as well, and the quote is, it was Peg's night, and she has not had her life. He was being warned against it by everyone he spoke to. But he wasn't afraid of no ghost, what he said, or words to that effect. And he and the horse were swept away, deaded, never seen again, and Peg got her soul.
Mm.
So that is a little warning about the River Ribble. If you go on a particular night, Peg's night, no one says what it is, but you don't want to go there. Even if you really, really, really need to get to Clitheroe.
Even if you do.
Don't do
it. On the other hand, trying to cross stepping stones with the river swollen on a horse any other day of the year, super safe. Definitely do that. Law men recommend you do that.
What more can you say?
It's a podcast. What more can you say? Oh no, people are going to give us 1-star reviews saying it's a podcast. What more can you say?
No, they need to give us 5-star reviews.
For the distancing measures. But make sure you listen to this podcast southbound.
On your way to Scotland southbound.
I could just see him reversing through the services.
Careening through the central reservation.
Giving them food. What are you doing, Leo? You don't understand anything.
Unbelievable, Leo Heaps.
I didn't actually bother going to Scotland because it was raining.
If you do have to go, have a nice day in the rain.
Might not be raining.
It's probably not raining.
Oh, you're such an annoying person.
What I would like people to do is give us 5-star reviews and say, the wife likes it. So, are you going to score me?
I'll score the flip out of the River Ribble.
I mean, I've given you a lot of options.
Yeah, I'm going to score you with the enthusiasm of Leo Heaps, but hopefully a certain degree more skill.
Okay, then. So, first cat... naming.
Well, the River Ribble. We've been making fun of the name of the River Ribble since time immemorial on this podcast.
Since the time immemorial.
Since you said the River Ribble, and I think I said David Bowie's favourite river, and you said, what? Was it? And then I had to explain. Who knows how long ago that was. Other names. Well, we've got Willie's Hen.
Willie Hen. Peg O'Neill.
Leo Heap. Is it Leo Heap or Leo Heaps?
Leo Heaps, plural.
Leo Heaps.
Leo Heaps of bad reviews.
Christ in a Hole.
Christ in a Hole. That's going to be popping up quite a lot, like Christ in a Hole. Like Christ out of a hole.
Yes, he was sort of a pop-up pirate character, wasn't he? You know, when they came and put the sticks in him, their spears.
Is that what that Roman centurion was doing?
Yes.
He wasn't testing if he was dead.
No, it was like a pop-up pirate. And when they put the thorny crown on his head, that was like Buckaroo. They're like, how much stuff can we put on him? A crucifix. We'll keep going until he kicks off. And he never did, because he was so meek. So, Jesus Christ Buckaroo, brilliant board game.
Jesus Christ Buckaroo. Bellissima, which was the river goddess and the Roman name of the River Ribble.
Is that what you said the previous time? Did I just not hear it right?
Bellissima. Bellissima or Bellissima?
When you said it the second time, it sounded way more Italian. You're like, Bellissima.
That's the thing. No one knows what a Latin accent was.
Yeah.
And it's always just done very dry. But you imagine it would be Italian, like Veni Vidi Vici.
No, I don't like that. No. Scouse. I think it's more sort of Veni Vidi Vici.
Veni Vidi Vici.
Tempus Fugis.
Happy Dean.
Any other good names? Because that's I mean, Christ in a Hole is going to be hard to beat.
Christ in a Hole.
Clitheroe. And Clitheroe. Okay. All right. I think it's a high three. How about that?
A high three.
It's a high three. Okay.
Good. Oh, no. You're forgetting the triptych of Thorn Gill, Gail Beck, and Batty Whitebeck.
I'm sorry. Okay. Four. Four for the Sugar Babes.
Second category then. Supernatural.
Ghost.
We got a ghost. We got the ghost of Peg O'Neill.
Human sacrifice. Two curses, I think.
It's a witch.
Yeah.
Or just a bad employer.
A witch or a curse. But then there's also the curse of Peg has sort of become a curse herself, hasn't she?
Yeah.
If you don't sacrifice, she kills someone. That's pretty good.
She did also haunt Waddo Hall as well as a river. So that's quite busy for a ghost.
That's not bad, like as a sort of second job.
Yeah, she's not going to get a good reference.
No, 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 really bad reviews. No one likes ghosts.
She's a vengeful spirit that you have to sacrifice every 7 years. What more can you say?
I think it's a three again, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, it's pretty spooky. It's fair enough. My next category, inaccuracies.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what happened to Peg O'Neill. We don't know whether just her mistress expressed a wish that she might fall and break her neck, or her mistress was a witch that cursed her to drown.
Yeah, pretty big margin of error there. We don't know the name of those stepping stones.
They're either Brangley or Bungley.
Yeah, sort of A-B testing in this story.
There's the mitten hoard that was either found in 2006 or 2009.
Is it mitten like gloves?
Mitton.
Oh, mitton.
Mitton, which is a hoard of 11 silver coins, and all evidence shows there's more than 11 coins
there. That's quite spooky, actually. I should have mentioned that in Supernatural. I find that quite mysterious.
That's just bad labelling.
Yeah, okay. What if they're not countable? That sometimes happens.
I know. Maybe I should go back to the Wikipedia picture and see if I can count 25
again. You probably can't count them.
I probably can't.
You get a different number every time.
It's the River Ribble or the Bellissima or the Bremen Toner.
Mm.
Even Peg O'Neill may be being mistaken for an ancient river goddess.
Yeah.
That also demands a sacrifice every 7 years. I'd say there's a lot of mistakes in Leo Heaps' review.
There's a lot of mistakes. The big mistake was you even attempting to write a review of these things, Leo.
Should have just written them down on a piece of paper and then scrunched it up and thrown it in a bin.
Yes.
And that review said, it's a bin, what more can you say?
Yeah, all right. It's 4 out of 5 for mistakes. It would have been 5, but that was quite a well-chosen category.
Yes.
Which was not a mistake.
I mean, oh no, damn it. Final category is stars.
Why?
Because of all the stars from the reviews.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yes, all right. There weren't actually that many because a lot of them were quite low reviews.
But it all adds up.
Outside of one Nat West.
The Moorcock Inn. Moorcock
Inn.
That's
a star?
That got 4 stars, but it's now permanently closed.
Were there any stars outside of the context of reviews? Like in the night sky?
Maybe on Peg's night. There are stars.
That's a stretch, James.
And they would be reflected in the River Ribble, which would give you twice as many as however many you're thinking.
Well,
of.
James, vis-a-vis your final category, you know, it's a category. What more can you say? 1 star. Sorry. No one likes stars.
You wouldn't even look at these stars on your way to Scotland.
No.
Not these stars.
Not even as I reverse my way to Scotland.
All the way.
The
M6.
Yes. What a lovely story, James.
I think the fundamentals of that story were 5 stars. Some of the reviews, 1 star. It's a review. What can you say? If you would like some extras, please come to join us on the patreon.com/lawmenpod.
On the patreon.com/lawmenpod.
This is Robot James taking over here. Yep. He doesn't really understand how the world works.
Please join us on the patreon.com.
And if you do that, you get access to the Discord, where we're having some wonderful chats about things like knitting.
You're pitching knitting.
Yeah, that's a USP. That's Bowie just warming up.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's spun off into space. That's probably how Captain Tom's spaceship.
I'm sorry, you're confusing. I think Major Tom from the song Space Odyssey with beloved NHS patriot Captain Tom.
Oh, although, or am
did the papers want to know what shirts he wore? They were interested in just about everything.
Maybe I was talking about that one. Maybe, who knows, he didn't have a space rocket.
Have had a space rocket.
Maybe that's how he managed to do those 100 laps in a little space car. Maybe.
This has been the least respectful ending to an episode ever.
Yeah. Great, isn't it? It's really good to get to shrug off the shackles of respect.
Yeah.
Finally. Please, everyone, if you want to respond to our comments, you can do so in our live show that we're doing tomorrow, if you're listening to this on the day of release, or today, if you're listening to this the day after release, or then you've missed
it. Yeah, yesterday,
if you listen to it at any other point in history. Yeah. It's part of the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival, and if you Google Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival, you'll be able to find ticket links. You feel like a right old Sherlock Holmes.